I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says, according to the United Nations, if nothing changes by the year 2025, the Kingdom of Swaziland could be extinct. He asked why the death rate was so high from a preventable disease. The result?
They're handing their character education time slot over to the Book of Hope to work Book of Hope into their curriculum, to do a values-based education built around a biblical worldview, and do an AIDS prevention program. 10 weeks mandatory in the schools, and we're actually training their teachers.
Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports more than 6 million people in Mexico remain without the truth of Christ because of language barriers. Mexico includes indigenous speakers of more than 300 languages and dialects unrelated to Spanish. The Lacey Church Planning Team is engaged in specialized cross-cultural work among the more than 160 language groups in the state of Oaxaca. Pray for wisdom, safety, and resource development as this outreach grows. And they're celebrating at Wycliffe Bible Translators.
We celebrated 14 different scriptures. Many of those were New Testaments being completed, but in a couple of cases it was what is called a mini-Bible. That's a complete New Testament, and then selections from the Old Testament.
Wycliffe's Ruth Hubbard. These translations represent 3.6 million people, but the work is far from over.
There are about 1,500 language projects that are in process right now, and around 2,500 languages where a program has not even begun.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.